Good morning. Today's scripture reading will be taken from Matthew 13, verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown in dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. For what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. For what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. He put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, do you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, an enemy has done this. So the servants said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, no, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my basket. He put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened. All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into a fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into the containers and threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old." And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there. And coming into his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and in his household." And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends. I hope everyone is encouraged through the sermon and Bible study series on Matthew. Come, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you and ask of you to grant us a listening heart to hear your word this morning. We pray that our hearts and minds be focused on you. May your Spirit guide me in delivering your word and ministering to your people in today's sharing. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How is your hearing? Good? Lately, I felt a ringing sensation in both of my ears that was afraid that I would have hearing problems. Was it because I have been using the earbuds to listen to Spotify music during the ride to the church and back home? Was it because I have unconsciously increased the volume of my earbuds for long periods? No leh. Well, I got my ears tested and waited for the doctor to announce that my hearing would be bad. The doctor looked at me and with the result, and she said, "You can hear very well." Phew, what a relief. Well, from the test result, the doctor said that I could hear very well because I could hear even the slightest sound. Then I asked the doctor, "Why am I hearing that buzzing sound?" The doctor said, "You know, all of us could hear it because the organs of a body produce sound." Huh? What? She said, "Some are not aware of it, some are aware of it." Then I asked the doctor, "But why could I hear even the slightest sound?" She said that I was very sensitive to sound. For the context, I could hear the buzzing sound whenever it is an enclosed area. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We have come to chapter 13 of the book of Matthew. In the earlier chapter, we have learned that Jesus, the promised Messiah, came from the line of David. Jesus is the new authoritative teacher of God's people. In the Gospel of Matthew, it is also shown that Jesus is the fulfillment and ultimate representation of the whole biblical story about God and his kingdom. The book of Matthew is all about Jesus as the King, the Messiah. Jesus came and announced the arrival of God's kingdom. Jesus came to confront the spiritual evil to restore God's rule and reign over the world by creating a new family who live under his rule. We also learn that Jesus taught his followers what it means to follow him and live in God's kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. We also saw that Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven into the daily lives of the people with stories about Jesus bringing the power of God into the people's lives who are sick, broken, and hurt, and in danger. Jesus came to heal and save through his grace and power. Jesus called people to follow him and become his disciple, and send out the child disciple to do what he has been doing. He teaches them to announce the arrival of the kingdom and what to expect once they do. In chapter 11 to 12, there were varied responses in Galilee towards Jesus and his preaching about the kingdom of heaven. The confrontation was in the air towards Jesus and his teaching about his authority to rule and his power to heal. This brings us to chapter 13, where Jesus spoke in parables to tackle the confrontation towards him, towards his authority, towards his power. In Matthew 13, Jesus speaks in parables. What are parables? Are parables just stories where it's told to interest people, to amuse people, or to instruct people? Parables are more than stories. Parables point to the kingdom of heaven. Next slide. Next slide. Jesus speaks in parables to sift the heart, the human heart, revealing the secrets or the mysteries of the kingdom to his receptive followers while concealing or hiding from the hardened and resistant heart. Why did Jesus use parables? His disciples were puzzled that Jesus used parables to speak to the crowds. So we see in verse 10, the disciples asked Jesus this question: "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Remember, there was confrontation in the air on who Jesus is, what he is teaching, his power and his authority. Here in Matthew 13, we see there are two groups of people that Jesus addressed, one to the disciple, one to the crowds. In verse 11, Jesus answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Parables are more than a story because they are heard and perceived by insiders. Who are insiders? They are the ones whom Jesus reveals the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom. Insiders are those whose hearts are open. They believe, they follow, they obey Jesus. Insiders are Jesus' followers, Jesus' disciples. Jesus was addressing to his inner circle of followers, which included the 12 and others who are committed to follow. Jesus explained that he reveals the truth to those with a receptive heart because they truly heard, they truly perceived who he is, and they trusted in Jesus. Insiders are those who are inside the kingdom of heaven because their hearts are open and receptive to Jesus. The truth of the kingdom is secret, perceived only by those to whom it is given, because they are on the inside. They are in Christ. They have entered the kingdom through repentance and by choosing to follow Jesus. Parables are more than a story. Matthew 13, it contains a series of parables that reveal the secrets, the mystery of the kingdom. What then are the secrets or mysteries of the kingdom? Jesus is telling them that parts of the kingdom were hidden in the Old Testament. They could not understand the fullness of kingdom without the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the key to the secret. Jesus is the key to the mystery of the kingdom. You know, keys are used to lock and unlock doors. Without Jesus coming, without him as the key, the mystery, the secrets of the kingdom cannot be unlocked. Jesus' coming was the fulfillment. The secrets, the mystery of the kingdom have been revealed to those who are on the inside. The only three uses of secret or mystery in the gospel are all in the context of Jesus' parabolic teaching in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The missiologist Hilbert comments that in its ultimate development, this mystery is the fully unfolded message of the gospel in reference to Romans chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. The Apostle Paul says, "Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith." He also added, "The essence of revelation was that the kingdom was embodied in the person, words, and works of Jesus. Their faith qualify the disciples to understand that the lowly Jesus is the very revelation of God to men." Jesus' parables reveal aspects of the kingdom to those who seek to know him and to submit to the lordship over their lives. Jesus explained that to the one who has, more will be given, meaning to those who respond faithfully to him, they will receive even greater revelation of the kingdom. Jesus holds the key for us to enter the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven is revealed in Jesus. The essence of revelation was that the kingdom was embodied in the person, words, and work of Jesus. He who has ears, let him hear. Repent, the kingdom is at hand. This was not a call of whether you can hear, whether your ears are functioning well. Rather, it was a call for those who are spiritually sensitive to respond to the message of the kingdom at hand. Have you responded to the message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand? So what does it take to be insiders? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus will reveal the mystery of kingdom of heaven to those whose hearts are open to him. You see, insiders are the ones who are redeemed by Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 to 10, Paul says, in him, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood. We have Christ who shed his blood on the cross for the forgiveness of sin. Parables are more than a story. It is only heard and perceived by those who are insiders, those who are on the inside, those who are in Christ. However, the truths of the parables are hidden from outsiders, from those who are on the outside. In verse 11, it says, and he answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The very parables was used by Jesus to reveal spiritual truth to those who believe, but were hidden from outsiders, hidden from those whose hearts are hardened. The spiritual truth didn't enlighten them, but rather blinds them, because they willfully rejected Jesus. That is why Jesus spoke in parables, because their hearts were hardened, whereby the parables were not explained to the crowds, but explained to the disciple. It is hidden, it is concealed from those who are outsider, who are on the outside of the kingdom, because they do not perceive it, they will gain nothing but the discovery that they did not know what they thought they may know. They will gain nothing but the discovery that they did not know what they thought they know. Those who are outsiders, they stand on the outside of the kingdom. It is hidden, it is concealed, because they see but do not see, they hear, but do not hear and understand. It says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. It is hidden to them because it is not given. Anyone can hear, but only a disciple on the inside can understand. And in them, the parables, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, it reads, and he said, go and say to these people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their ears, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear now, nor do they understand. He says, indeed, in the case the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, you will indeed hear but never understand. You will indeed see but never perceive. For these people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they will barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, I would heal them. Parables are secrets to those who are given, those who are on the inside, but it means nothing to outsider, except riddles, except everyday stories to those whom it has not been given. Seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear and understand. Jesus' parables hide the word. For the crowds, the outsiders, it has not been given because they rejected Jesus' message, his authority, his power. Jesus spoke to the crowds only in parables, never explained to them, fulfilling prophecy that the Messiah would utter what has been hidden. For the crowds, the parables remain as riddles, for they have not repented. So even what he has, he will be taken away as their hearts grew harder. That means rejecting the spiritual truth, leading them to stand on the outside for forever spiritual darkness. The parables serve as a judgment. They allow the unrepentant to hear the words without being converted, without being healed. He who has ears, let him hear. A call which is not about the ability to hear and listen, but rather it was a call to be spiritually sensitive. Spurgeon said, they had deadened their own faculties. Perversity in sin had made them heartless and deaf and blind to all spiritual things. Thus, they blocked up the way of salvation against themselves and used their utmost diligence to prevent their own conversion. Spurgeon added, it was but just that the truth should reach them in a manner which would condemn rather than convert. If it had come in any other form but the parabolic, they would not even have deigned to listen to it. In that form, truth would have been clearly seen than in any other if they had been willing to see it. But as they were unwilling, the emblem became a dark lantern, shutting the light from them. If men will willfully close their eyes, the very light shall blind them. The emblem became a dark lantern, shutting the light from them. Thus, when the Lord passes any by, it is due to their sin. But when he chooses any, it's not because they are better, but that he may make them better. Men should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. If they turn to Christ, he will heal them, even of gross hearts and dull ears and closed eyes. But alas, there is a generation which will not be converted, for they are proud of their blindness and grossness. Parable reveal meaning to those who receive him, and conceal meaning from those who do not. Jesus concludes by telling the disciples, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and hear what you hear and did not hear it. The parables were a blessing to the disciples. Jesus pronounced them blessed because they were seeing and hearing that even the Old Testament prophets long to witness because they are the ones on the inside, because the disciples are the ones on the inside. The secret is revealed to insiders, those on the inside, to those with an open heart and hungry for truth. They are invited to enter into the secrets, the mystery of the kingdom, and see clearly the truth of God. They will find door open and clear, allowing them inside the kingdom and see Christ clearly. To those with a hardened heart, the outsiders, the same parable is like the covered door. It is just a story, a barrel that hides, conceals the truth they do not desire. It looks like a solid wall, preventing them from seeing the inside which is the spiritual truth, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, which is revealed in Jesus, because they have chosen to harden their hearts, not to see it, not to hear it. They remain outside the kingdom as their hardened hearts prevent them from going into the kingdom, leading to judgment rather than blessing. Are you on the inside or the outside? If you are on the inside, we rejoice together. But if you have wavered, remember the call to action, to believe in Jesus, to repent, the call to repentance, the call to total commitment to Jesus. Are you on the inside? If you are on the outside, what are you waiting for? He who has ears, let him hear. A call which is not about the ability to hear and listen. Rather, it was a call to be spiritually sensitive. Why did Jesus speak in parables? It is to reveal to those with receptive hearts, but to conceal to those on high from the hardened hearts. Jesus spoke in parables also because to fulfill in Psalm 78 verse 2, it says, I will open my mouth in parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, showing that he is the promised Messiah who reveals things hidden since the foundation of the world. All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Have you asked or pondered this question? Why did Jesus hide from an outsider? Is it fair, or does it seem unfair that he only reveals to the receptive hearts, those who have ear to hear and perceive, but hide and conceal from the hardened hearts, whose hearts grow dull and darken? Does it seem unfair? This person, I cannot pronounce his name, Guzik, writes that the same sun that softens the wax hardens the clay. The same sun that softens the wax hardens the clay. And so the very same gospel message that humbles the honest heart and leads to repentance may also harden the heart of the dishonest listener and confirm that one in the path of disobedience. Those who remain outside is due to their self-hardening hearts. They fail to repent. They remain on the outside. It is not because Jesus refused to allow them to come in. They refuse. They harden their hearts. They see but do not see. They hear but do not hear. So, is it possible for outsiders to become insiders? That is, for those who are spiritually blind, will they forever remain spiritually dull to the gospel? You see, it is always possible for an outsider to become an insider. They are always welcome to come inside the kingdom. Look at our church. Those who are outside are always welcome to come inside our church. Some of those who are on the outside are lingering, are hesitating. But when they take the step of faith to enter the door of the church, they are always welcome to be insiders, to come and know God, to come and let their hearts be open to be to God's truth, to take the heart of faith, to repent, to confess that the Lord, to confess with their mouth, believe in their heart that Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the King. They will be welcome as one of those who are inside. Because the purpose of Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom of heaven was that people should repent and so become an insider, to enter inside the kingdom of heaven. The disciples themselves represent those who have responded to this proclamation and so have become insiders. Parables have a role of bringing sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. Like the parable of the hidden treasure, the kingdom of heaven is hidden from the world, but it is discovered by those who seek it. Jesus concluded by asking if the disciple understood this thing. And they say, yes. He said, have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of the house who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. Jesus charges his disciples, those who are inside the kingdom of heaven, to share what they know with others, to share with those outside the kingdom. They who are trained in the kingdom of heaven are like a master of a house who will bring out his treasure of what is new and what is old. They are now ready to teach others as they were taught by Jesus. They will bring out new treasure as well as old. The old will be the familiar truths of Scripture. The new are the truths Jesus has been teaching them. The disciples were ready. Are you ready to teach others about the kingdom of heaven, about Jesus who holds the key to the kingdom? You see, in the table of parables, in the parable of the sower, Jesus told his disciples to expect resistance to the ministry of the word. Those who have ears, let them hear. The parables also give us hope. Jesus said that the kingdom will grow like a mustard seed, from a mustard seed to a great tree. And that although the kingdom will grow slowly, the kingdom of heaven will have a transformative influence from the inside out. There will be opposition to the kingdom of heaven. God allows both weeds to grow together until the end of the age to ensure that true believers are not destroyed. The kingdom gathers people, all walks of life, just like a net that catches every kind of fish. The final sorting of the righteous from the wicked happens only at the end of age. So despite the opposition, it is God's supreme gift and treasure to each and every one of us. It is right that we give all we have and all we are to Jesus, to Jesus as the King, then chooses his kingdom because he's our precious treasure. The parables are more than stories. They are a call to action, a call to repentance, a call to total commitment to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus' concluding remarks certainly summons us to hear, to believe, to treasure, the gospel of the kingdom. Do you hear? Do you see? The treasure of the kingdom of heaven is revealed to those who are insiders. So what are you waiting for? But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has eyes to see, let him see. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the grace through Jesus Christ that we, the believers, on the inside of the kingdom of heaven, in humility we come, in humility we surrender. Our hearts are open to hear and see you, making the commitment to follow you. Thank you for revealing the secrets of heaven to us that we can enter the kingdom. May you always find us faithful and remember the call of repentance, a call to total commitment to follow Jesus. May we give you all that we have and all that we are to Jesus, the King and his kingdom, because Jesus is our precious treasure. As insiders, may you find us faithful to teach others about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. We pray for those who are on the outside. May you show grace to those who are standing outside the kingdom, outside the church. Soften their heart. Soften their hardened hearts, O God, to have an open heart to hear and to perceive the secrets of the kingdom and follow Jesus. Your kingdom come, your kingdom reign. This we give thanks and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.